So we're starting the inyan over here of Kriya Shema. So I'd like to go through the first parak, take up some the main topics, and we'll see how far we want to go with it. I mean, there's a lot that's connected to it. So we'll see how it goes. But first, let's try like somewhat of an introduction here, okay, to the mitzvah, an overview of the mitzvah. So you saw the chinuch. Okay. Who's that? That's you? All right. Let's start with the chinuch. Go ahead. Someone want to read? Okay. So the chinuch has it in Tafchaf. That what? It's a mitzvah that we're commanded to read every day, evening and morning, one pasuk from the Torah. Right? And which pasuk is it? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Go ahead.
Ve'al pasuk hazen mu'mar v'dibarta bom v'shem techa v'domer v'sham kov v'mecha.
So when it says v'dibarta bom, he's saying it's talking about this pasuk. And when do you do it? Bishach v'cha u'v'kumecha. So that's giving you the zman. Bishach v'cha u'v'kumecha is the zman of the mitzvah. What's the zman of the mitzvah? Two zmanim. When people are shochvin, right? When people are shochvin and when people are kumin. Okay, go ahead. But there's a difference. Right. So shochvin, he says, has the meaning of what? Of what? What? Sleeping. The state. The state of being asleep. The sleeping. Right? I know, but he explains. Kinyan shekosu. Right? Shchavtem ve'macharid. So that's talking about sleeping, right? You sleep and you won't be afraid, or you won't sleep until you devour your enemy. The mashma kol shas shchiva. In other words, shchiva does not refer only to an activity of going to sleep. Shchiva also refers to being asleep, right? That's what he's saying. So he's saying, when are people asleep all night long? So for the Zman of Laila, the Zman is the sleeping time. Right? Okay. So that's as long as people are asleep. Okay. Go ahead. Right. So he says, furthermore, what? The activity of going to sleep is different for different people. There are some people who go to sleep in the middle of the night, some people in the end of the night, and some people right away. So that's why they say Zman Kriya Shema Ve'arvin is what? Is Tseis HaKochavim until the morning. Right? So he sort of is... He's saying it works out for both meanings of shachbucha, either shachbucha of being asleep, which certainly refers to the entire night, but also we can say going to sleep. People have different habits when they go to sleep. Some people go to sleep. Some people are night owls, right? And some people turn in early. So it could refer to the all parts of the night have the character of the time to go to sleep. Okay, but he's working it out according to both meanings of shachucha. Right, but by kima, it's not the same as shchiva, right? It definitely starts in the morning because that's when people wake up. But he says, "V'lo mashma luhu hakima kol hayom k'mo hashchiva." But you don't. But there's a termination of the zman of boker. You don't say that just like by nighttime, which is b'shachvacha, you have all night long. So too kumecha, you have all day long. Right? You don't say that. You say that what? It's not mashmaluhu akimor kol yom kumo shchiva. Why? Shein derech echad mibnei adam shu bori shi yoko mimitaso b'sof hayom. Or afilu b'emtso. No normal person wakes up. Maybe musicians are different, but maybe no normal person wakes up when? At the end of the day or even in the middle of the day. So let's just go one. So and uv kumecha is definitely saying not referring to what? Uv kumecha is definitely not referring to what?
When you stand the whole day.
The standing, the state of being awake. The state of being awake. In other words, b'shachbecha implies, has a connotation of being asleep. Right? Plus, there are various legitimate sleeping patterns. There are various legitimate times to go to sleep that extend throughout the entire night. Right? But by the morning of kumecha, first of all, it doesn't the term kum, the term of kima, does not imply a state at all. It always implies an action. It only implies the rising. It doesn't imply the state of being up. It implies the rising. Shachbucha implies the sleeping. It could imply the sleeping as well. It could imply the sleeping. Right? Ushchavtem ve'imacher. It doesn't mean as you're going to sleep. It means you sleep peacefully the whole night long.
I don't know what you mean.
In other words, saying the word uveshachbecha, right, he says, has two implications. It has the implication of lying down, the process of lying down, starting awake, and ending asleep, that process of going to sleep. But it also has the implication of the entire period that you're asleep. Right?
Has anybody been add on for another 15 minutes in the beginning?
Right. So it implies two things. It implies the verb and the state. Going to sleep and being asleep. Right? Going to sleep and being asleep. Those are two different things. Right? But u'b'shachbecha implies both. Because the pasuk uses that term, uses that word in two different ways. So u'b'shachbecha could imply, implies the process. So therefore, he's saying, on both counts, the zman of kriya shma shalayla is the whole night. Why? In terms of the word as a noun, the state of being asleep, that is that's the entire night. Plus, apparently for most of the people, plus there's a legitimate segment of the population that goes to sleep later and later. So, is that a contradiction? Now, is Zman Shechiva is not the whole night long for everybody, because the guy who goes to sleep at the last Hashmorah, he doesn't sleep the entire night. Right? But he's saying that what? He's saying, apparently you have to say that what? For the most of the people, the whole night he's saying that what? It's not the process, it's the state. Right? And even if you go by the process has periods throughout the entire night where it's applicable. But by the morning, by the Kriya Shema of Shacharis, uv kumecha means with your rising. That is definitely the process. Okay? You don't say the guy is uv kumecha when he got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you don't say he's still uv kumecha 5 hours later. But if the guy went to sleep at 12 o'clock at night, you say he's still b'shachbucha the entire night.
You say b'shachbucha
between these hours, right? And if people get up between these hours, but if it's past the zman that people get up, then there's no longer the zman of Kriya Shema. So why is it that shachbucha refers to the whole time and if kumecha doesn't? Well, why is there a difference like that? Why is there a difference like that? Why do we speak about it like that? Right? Why do we speak about it like that? Why do we use these words in different ways? What? Words. In other words, being asleep is just an extension of going to sleep. Right? It means because going to sleep is removing yourself. It's a cessation. Right? It's a removal of your activities. Correct? So, going to sleep is the process of removing yourself from activities. And being asleep is the state of being of no activity at all. Right? So it's just the completion and the extension of the process of removing. It's a final, it's the complete removal. Right? Going to sleep is undoing the day. Undoing of the day. And being asleep is the total, is the absence of the day. Right? So going to sleep is the process of removing yourself. And when you're asleep, you are removed. Right? But uv kumecha is different. Uv kumecha is different. Why? Right. Uv kumecha means you're readying yourself for activity. Okay? It's the process of readying yourself for activity. But you don't. It's putting yourself into the world of activity, but whatever activities you do later, those are not. They have their own character. They have their own character. Each activity you engage in has a unique character after that. Okay, so cessation, you could say, is the removal of character, right? But beginning the day is neutral. Then each activity has its own character. So you don't say you're simply awake when you wake up and ride a bike. You're not awake. You're active. When you get up and you're learning, you're not just awake. You have a new character. You have a new shame, right? But when you remove yourself from the day, the only shame you have is lying. Okay. But when you're active, you take on new qualities. Okay. So therefore, the mitzvah is what? The zmanim are what? Yeah, 1 second. Okay, that's good. That's good for now. Yeah. So in other words, the whole Laila is primarily, the character of Laila is the zman of removal from the day. Right? That's the character of Laila. It's true some people extend their activities later into the night. But the character of the Laila is the zman where you recede. Okay. But the yom has the character of activities. Okay, the yom has the activity character, huh? The yom has the character of activities. So in terms of the mitzvah of Laila, it could be the whole Laila, because the whole Laila has that character of has the same character. But the yom doesn't. So the only the zman of the yom, he's saying, is in the entering of the day, with the entering of the day. Okay? All right, anyway. Now, what are we up to here? So you see that you want to do the Shor Shei Mitzvah too? You look at that too? Okay, go ahead. It's good. Might as well get the whole thing. Okay. Yeah, so the Shor Shei Mitzvah is that what? That Hashem wants to give his nation a zchus. They should be Makabel Malchuso. Vi Yehudo. Let me explain. Bechol Yom Velayla. Bechol Yom Velayla. Bechol Yom Velayla. Okay, go ahead.
Vios Ha'adam Bachomer Havoyolam.
Right, because since a person is made of substance, Bachomer, so he becomes seduced by the Havle Olam. And he's drawn after his Taiva. So we need a constant reminder the Malchus Shemayim. To guard him from chait, that's the zchus. Okay, so that's why you have these two times, right? That's he commanded us to remember him in these two times, the keva b'kavana gemura, once in the day, right? Lehoil lechol ma'aseinu shebayom, right? That's he's explained. No, it's bikumecha. When you're getting ready for the activities of the day, when you're beginning Maiste Ayom, you need this remembrance. In order that, what? All of your activities of that day will now be under this this idea. Okay? You'll have within your activities the reminder that of Achduso, right? And Malchuso, and Ashkachoso, V'yacholto, Alakol, right? V'yitin alibo, ki enef pekuchos. You'll know that he's basically saying that God sees everything and knows what you're doing, and you can't hide, right? Okay. V'yelo ha'doas. Okay, that's how doas piv bedover zekol ayom. Okay. Yes, that's, I think the Shorosh HaMitzvah, is pretty apparent in this one. Okay, good. Right? So that's why this mitzvah requires kavana. Good question. Says that what? It's funny how he puts it. Chayvunu zichronam levracha, right? The chachamim were mechayev kavanas aleiv. Ve'omru, and they said, Shim lo kivein libo ba lo yatsi dechavaso. She'ein adam nizkar b'shum dovar ella imkein yosim kavanaso ba. Because you don't. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help you if you recite Kriya Shema without any kavana. It's not going to have any effect. Yeah, so what's the mitzvah here? Yeah, so what's the mitzvah? Is it Kriya? It's not just Kriya. It's not just Kriya. It's Kabbalah, Soma, Choshmah, and Belev through Kriya. Okay. I have to think about it. It's a Kriya Bekavana. The Kriya Bekavana. Okay, so now we're just skipping to the end. Is that what? The overall there, the lo kora kriya shema b'chol yom u'b'chol laila b'zmana shekavu lo chachomim, bitul asei zeh. So what does that mean? If a person was over on this and he didn't read kriya shema on every day, right? And every night in the Zman that they established, he's mevatel this asay. Varambanda mona v'cheshbon mitzvos kriya shma b'yom mitzvah achas u'b'layla mitzvah acheres. V'pish zman ha'shozu lo zman ha'shozu v'zu einu makir v'zu. Yeah, so it becomes an interesting question. How many mitzvos is kriya shma? There are two zmanim, yom and layla. But how many mitzvahs is it? Is it one mitzvah or two? It's interesting because it's shot. And if it's one, which two are the one? If it's one mitzvah, which two are the one? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Seems like it's night and day. I'm just the way that he talks about it.
Right. Except that he starts out, Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Shachros V'Arvus. But then he switches it. Shavistavinu Likros B'chol Yom Arvus V'Shachros. Then he switches in the end, Yom V'Layla. Right. That's a possibility, but we have to work it out.
Thank you.
For instance, you have the tamid. The tamid is also a question if it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, right? But it's vadai that it's the tamid shel boker and the tamid shel bein arvayim. That's a set. There's no question about that. Right. No, there's no question. It's not that maybe it's the tamid shel bein arvayim and then you pick it up with the tamid shel shachar in the morning. And then you have a kind that mitzvah. Talk of each other. I mean, it's a good question. And if you're going to say they're one mitzvah, right? So it seems the Ramban is right. They're not ma'akvin. I never saw a halacha like that. The Ramban doesn't say if you missed one, don't bother laying in the next one, right? hold on. So what exactly is he yotzei over there? What is he yotzei? Yotzei half a mitzvah. Is yotzei what?
When are you about to say?
And how are you about? Well, I mean that's
overall.
So, okay, so this goes into a question of how you count mitzvahs, right? Which is interesting. It's a separate, it's an interesting topic. So you want to take a look at that a little? Let's take a look. So first of all, how does the Rama count it in the Sefer Mitzvos? He says like this, HaMitzvahs HaAsiris Hishet Sivanu Likros Kriyashma B'chol Yom Arvis HaShachos. Right? Right, basically the chinuch took a lot from the Rambam, admittedly. Okay, and then he says like this, but he doesn't talk about bittul. He says the night first. And what does he say in the yad? Let's see. Okay, so what he has in the Koser says, Hilchos Kriyashma Mitzvahs Ase Achas. The Likros, in the beginning of the Ram, the Koser says, Vihi Likros Kriyashma Pamayim Bayom. Right. I mean Hilchos Kriyashma, I'm just in Hilchos Kriyashma. Vihi Likros Kriyashma Pamayim Bayom. Pamayim Bayom. Okay, and then he says, Pamayim Bechol Yom Koran Kriyashma Be'erev Uboboker. Sounds like the Ram choosing Erev and Boker. Shenema uvashach v'cha uvkamecha. I mean, the Gemara goes into it a little bit. Why is the Gemara asks? Why does it start Meimasai Karn Kriyashma Balayla? Right? Why is the Mishnah starts with the Kriyashma night? B'sho'a shederech b'nei adam shochven v'zehu layla. It's interesting how the Ram puts it. U'b'sho'a shederech b'nei adam omdim v'zehu yom. Right, sounds like he's saying the whole night and the whole day, but let's leave that for now. Okay, so but he counts it as one mitzvah. Right. So what does he say in the Sefer Mitzvos? He tells you how to count mitzvahs. Right in the Shurashim. So in the 11th Shoresh, he deals with this type of a question. Right. Got it? Okay, so in Shoresh Yudalef he says that what? It's not proper to count parts of a mitzvah, specifically. Right? To count each part separately. When the grouping of them is one mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah that has components, you have a mitzvah that has parts, you don't count every part as a mitzvah. When what? When the grouping is one mitzvah. That makes sense. Go ahead.
How many tzivoyachad shehu mitzvah achas yishlo kolat amalvin?
Right, so sometimes you'll have one tzivoy that is one mitzvah that has parts. Like lulav. Right? Lulav, it's our bar minim, right? It doesn't say, not one of this, right? What do you say? Hine lo nemar ki pri eitz hadar mitzvah b'fnei atzma. You don't say that the esrog is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'kapos tamarim, the lulav is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'anaf eitz avos, and the adasim is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Right? V'arvei nochal is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Why? Lefisha elu kula meim chelke ha-mitzvah. They're just parts of a mitzvah. Ki hu tzivo lekabitzom v'acha kibutzom tiyeh ha-mitzvah lekichas hakol biyad v'yom ha-yadua. Right? Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to assemble them. Assemble them together. Assemble them together and take them as one. Okay? V'al zeh ha-hekesh b'atzmo ein roi sheyimna. Yeah, what is it? V'al zeh ha-hekesh b'atzmo ein roi sheyimna. Omro b'metzora, she's another example, by the Metzora, right? He says, two shnei tziporim chayos, ve'etz eres ve'ezov, shnitlas, u'mayim chayim ve'kli cheres. You don't count them all as six mitzvahs. Right? What's the mitzvah? Taras Metzora is a mitzvah. So the process of taras ha-metzora requires six things. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is not... Take the tziporim, take the mayim, take the klicheres. The mitzvah is what? Taras ha-metzora. Taras ha-metzora. Bechol to'orel. Right? Taras ha-metzora is mitzvah achas. Bechol to'orel. It's full description. Umashi yistorech bo me'elu v'zulosim klomar giluach. And also what you need a slide for this, which is the giluach. Ki kol elu heim chelke ha-mitzvah shenitztavinu bo v'taras metzora v'hushtiyeh ala Torah zeh. The mitzvah is taras ha-metzora, and there's a description of how to accomplish it. He has to be shaved. You need these entities, right? And the process. So you don't say each step is a separate mitzvah. Right? Okay.
When does he tell you what a step is?
Right. Okay. And then also again, he says by the mitzvahs there are dinim to be marchikim, right? Because of Yufrumin, Roshi Yeparua, Sofim Yate, the Tami Tami Yikar, Ein Pula Mikol Eilu Mitzvah V'Deatzma. You don't say each one is a separate mitzvah. The group is a mitzvah. The who? What? So what's this mitzvah? She'anachnu Mitzavinu She'nase Heker LeMitzvah. The mitzvah to make the mitzvah distinct. To make the mitzvah distinct. Ad shiakiru, kol misha yaruhu v'yarchiku. V'akaroso tiyeh b'kach l'kach. So what's the mitzvah? Speaking on the mitzvah a lot. What's the mitzvah? It is to make the mitzvah distinct. It's not one mitzvah that his clothes should be torn, another mitzvah that he should have covered, on another mitzvah that he should call them tameh. Right, the mitzvah is what? To make him recognizable. In order that people stay away from him. Right, so just like taras mitzvah is a mitzvah, hakaraso is a mitzvah. And how do you do taras mitzvah? These steps. How do you do hakaraso mitzvah? These steps. Okay? Okay. Kemo chen shetzavinu v'nismach b'nei Hashem b'hayom ha-rishon, misukos. Raim Vusha Simcha Hahi Tiel Bekichas Kach Bekach. So he now returns to Lulav. Right? Okay, so like this. V'zeh ha-shorish dok l'havim me'od. Sounds easy, but he says, no, this shorish is very difficult to understand. V'ofen dakusu ma'she ha-sarpa l'cha. V'zeh ha-shakol ma'she omru chachomim bo she'adovra ploni v'aploni ma'akvin zeh hinehu mevuah she'heim mitzvah achas. So you have one thing is easy. If Chazal tell you these two things are ma'akev each other, then it's a davar pashut. That what? That it's one mitzvah. Kamo arba minin shabululav. Right? Velechem apanim in levono zaka. Sheteyesu imo shoshon mizeh hasadorim vavazikim ma'akim zezeh. Okay, fine. So in other words, it's very simple. When you know, if you know for sure, if you know that if I just took a lulav, I'm not yotzei any mitzvah, then it's obvious, and it's davar pashut, that what? That the mitzvah is All of them. Right? That's an easy exclusion. If I'm not yotze anything without all the components, then it's obvious that all the components join into one mitzvah. Right? That's obvious. Clear? Can't be clearer. Okay. But what's difficult? What's difficult is when they're not makrin zuzu. That's when it's difficult. Oh, there's one more. No, and he has one more. I'm sorry, before I jump the gun. V'chein kol ma sheyizbor lecho shatachlis hamavukash lo yagia b'chelek echad meyosem hachalokim hinei hu mavur ki kibutzam hu ha'inyin hanimne. That what? Does everybody have the same girsa? Okay. And he says that what? And if you... And whenever it's clear that what? That the purpose that's sought is not achieved with one portion, then you know that all of them are the is the mitzvah. Kibutzam hu ha'inyin ha'nimneh. Then you know that the grouping is the inyan that's counted. Okay, like by the Hakaras HaMetzorah. That if he only had Begadav Frumim, then that wouldn't make the Hakara. Yeah, you need all of them to make him distinct in this way. And also the Tara. He only gets the Tara with all of them. So then it's clear. Then it's clear. Okay. V'omnam mokom akushi hu bidvarim she'omru bohem einam ma'akvin zeh. That's where it gets confusing. That's where it's difficult. What if you had two things that are not mock of each other? Two things that are not mock of each other. Are they therefore definitively separate mitzvahs? In other words, if they're ma'akev each other, if ma'akvin zeh, meaning to say, without one you have nothing, then it's obvious that the group is a mitzvah. But is the reverse true? That if you don't need every component, does that then mean that each part is its own mitzvah? Okay? So he says that's where it becomes difficult. Because sometimes you have where they're not mock of each other, but yet there's still one mitzvah. Ki ha'olu b'machshava sh'acha she'elu ha'chalokim kol she'elu ha'chalokim elu ha'chalokim kol echad kol chelek mehem bilti tzorach l'chavero. Because you would think like this. You would think that if each chelek doesn't need its friend, right, she'yiyeh kol chelek mitzvah v'fnei atzmah. That's what you would think. Think if I can do the mitzvah, if I'm considered to be doing a mitzvah with this chelek, with A and not B, or B without A, then it must be A is a mitzvah and B is a mitzvah. And that's why they don't need each other, because they're separate mitzvahs. Sitzis doesn't need the Kriya Shema, right? They're separate mitzvahs. That's what you would think. Moshe Omru HaTecheles Einom Akeves HaLavon VaLavon Einom Akeves HaTecheles. What's that? Yes. So, like we said by Tzitzis, the Tcheles is not Makiv the Lovan, and the Lovan is not Makiv the Tcheles. V'nei ho'yeh'ef sh'alonu sh'ne'mar sh'lovan the Tcheles yimnush b'shnei mitzvos. So maybe you say there's two mitzvos. There's two mitzvos. There's one mitzvah on your corner of your beged to have Lovan. And there's another mitzvah on the corner of your beged to have Tcheles. And that's why if you only have the love and you yotze, or if you only have the tchelos, you yotze. It's not so pasha with the tchelos, but if you only have the love and, right? Okay. V'inei ho'yef shalonu, so you say that. Two mitzvos. Lulei mashem matzanu lohem loshon mevuar b'mechilta. So the Ram saying you would be justified in thinking this. You would be justified in thinking this. Except for the fact that we have in Torah Shebal Peh that it says, Yachol changed a mitzvos. You might think, since they're not makvos, you might think there are two mitzvos. Mitzvos tcheles and mitzvos lovan, tamalomar, voyot lochem letzitzis. They all are one thing. their tzitzis. Mitzvah achasi, veinishtei mitzvahs. Hinei kvar esbar lecho, sheafilu achalokim, sheeinam ma'atvin zeh zeh, pamim yiyu mitzvah achas. So you see that even though you have chalokim that are not ma'akvin zeh zeh, sometimes they're considered two mitzvah, they're considered one mitzvah. When? This is the key. Kishayiyeh ha'inyan echad. If there's one inyan, ki akavana b'tzitzis l'man tizkru. What's the inyan of tzitzis that you should remember? Im kain, kol al hadovar amachayev l'zichron mitzvah, l'zichron, l'zikaron mitzvah achas. Yimne. So therefore, everything that is mechayev the zikaron is one mitzvah. So what does it mean that not makros? Hine lo nishar lanu im kain shenabit b'minyan hamitzos l'omram ma'akvin o einan ma'akvin ki im l'inyan levad ha'im hu inyan echad o inyonim rabim. So now it turns out we have to change our whole focus.
You know, isn't
that Tzitzis is Tzitzis though? Laman
Tzitzis.
Tzitzis is
Tzitzis.
Not Krishna. No. He doesn't talk about Krishna at all in this thing. He doesn't talk about Krishna at all. We just have to extrapolate. We have to use this shorash to understand why how he's counting Kriyashma. But so they say like this. So now hold on. So now we only have one thing to do. Right? Lo nishar lanu im kain. We only have one thing to do. That we should look b'minyan and mitzvos. The lashon is a little bit funny, isn't it? And he's saying you don't look just at if it's ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. That's not what you look at. Ki im le'inyin levad. You only look at the inyin. Ha'im hu inyin echad o inyanim rabim. K'moshe bi'ana b'shorosh hadshi. Me'ilu ha'shroshim z'achlim b'shtadlu levarim. Okay, fine. So now comes out that what? You can have a mitzvah that has one inyin. Right? You can have a mitzvah that has one inyan where its parts are ma'akvin or not ma'akvin. Right? Where the parts are ma'akvin or not ma'akvin. He's saying when they're ma'akvin, then it's clear it's one inyan. But it's possible that they're not ma'akvin and they're also one inyan. And then apparently you have to look at the chazal. But what if they're not ma'akvin? Right? So what does it mean? If they're one inyan, why are they not makvin? Why are they not makvin? Now let's understand it more. So let's understand it better. So what's the difference if a mitzvah is one inyan and it has parts? Why is it sometimes the parts are makiv to the inyan and sometimes the parts are not makiv to the inyan? Let's take a model that he's using. Let's take lulav and esrog. Let's take the dalad minim. Okay. So what does he say the inyan is? Right, so you say there's a quality of simcha, there's an idea of simcha, of lismoach, and that's achieved through what? Through this lakicha, right? And without these dalad minim, you don't achieve it. You don't achieve the inyan of simcha, right?
For a number of reasons.
Okay.
You can say he's a lacking, but you can say the goal is lacking.
But why don't you say that about everything? Why don't you say by tzitzis there's an inyan of tzitzis that includes tcheles and lavan? Hold on, right? It includes tcheles and lavan. Because once the Ram gets to this inyan idea, so why is it that that they're not always mocking each other? If the mitzvah is to achieve a certain inyan, right? That's the mitzvah, to achieve a certain inyan. And the Torah is telling you, you achieve the inyan in this way, right? So why aren't they mocking each other?
Can we discuss this nice and jam?
No, what? No, let's say I made tefillin with three boxes, with three parshios. So what would you say? You don't have tefillin, right? You'd say you don't have tefillin. So sometimes the chelkei hamitzvah are part of what the Chefetz itself is. Right? Sometimes the Chelkei HaMitzvah is part of what the entity is. Right? So that's then it's ma'akvin. Right? Then it's ma'akvin. That's an obvious example. Apparently he's saying also by the Lulav and Esrog that they're a unit, they're a group. There's a kibbutz of them. And the mitzvah is to be notel the set. Right? So if there's not the full set, then you don't have the entity of you don't have the smallest component. In other words, there's the smallest component of the inyan. Right? You don't say each parsha is a component of tefillin. Tefillin is an indivisible entity. It is itself the smallest component. The Dalet Parshios in the Batim itself is the entity. Right? And with that entity there's an inyan. Okay? So too by the Lulav and Esrog. There's an entity of the Dalet Minim, and with that entity there's an inyan of Lekicha of Simcha. Okay, you notel it for the inyan of Simcha. But what's the it? The it is indivisible. Okay, so then we say that each one is makiv the other. The lulav is the lulav, and all the minim are makiv each other. Okay, but what do you have to say by tzitzis? You have to say something different. You have to say something different by tzitzis. You have to say that there are two units to tzitzis. In tzitzis, in the inyan of tzitzis, there are two distinct units. Right? The mitzvah b'shleimusa is both. But you don't say if you have tchela, if you have lavan without tcheles.
No, the mitzvah is b'shleimusa.
Well, that's where it gets confusing, right?
Right.
How many mitzvahs? It's one mitzvah with chalakim. Let's think it through a little bit. Now, and then you have to apply it to Kriya Shema. Now, the Ramban is interesting. Maybe we should go through the Ramban on this Shorosh. Because he thinks he got the Rambam caught in the paradox. Because the Rambam says tefillin is two mitzvahs. Right? Tefillin is two mitzvahs. He says, what's the difference between tefillin and Kriya Shema? They're both separate activities. So this is the beginning, right? You saw that part? Let's concentrate on that question. But let's think this through a little more carefully. And let's continue with that question. So I just showed you in the end, he says clearly that he counts them as seven mitzvahs. So that's in the end. But he doesn't really explain it that well over there. He explains it more, I think, over here. Because he says they're not ma'ak ben zuzu. He says Kriya Shema, Shel Arvis and Shachris is not ma'ak ben zuzu. Right? And the Ramban seems to have a different rule. If the Zman of one is not the Zman of the other, and they're not ma'ak ben, then they're separate. So let's see if we can understand a little bit the machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. And, yeah. Yeah.